That's the 1947 flood. Where was that taken?
In front of my house on Station Road.
Good heavens. I mean, it's like a giant lake.
Yeah, it is a giant lake. All the railway were flooded. You couldn't get across the railway from Little Port to Ely, because that line run there. You see all these bags along the side of the road here. They was all put up to stop the water from coming over the road. They were all bung full of clay, all them bags. They was sacks of clay.
How did the local people react? Did they panic?
Oh, no, no. I mean, the only time they panicked was when Sudbury Fen got flooded.
Why was that?
That was all flooded. That was all flooded from Brandon Creek right across there as far as you could see. That's what happened.
Did you get a boost? Did people say, you know, can't you get rid of this water faster?
You see, the long and short of all this flood, there was so much argument with the farmers what farmed on the Hoyland. They didn't think they should pay for water to be drained away as that come down from the Hoyland. I mean, that was flooding. That was the flood water from the Hoyland what was causing all this flood in the Fen.
But they couldn't see that.
No, they couldn't see it.
No.
But they see, in the finish, they had to pay. They had to pay for it all. Yeah.
And how long did it actually take to get rid of all the water or to...
Well, that take about a fortnight to get real clear of it.
Because they had troops as well, didn't they?
Oh, they had some troops come down here, but they was only helping to fill some of the clay bags and things like that, you see. As they dredged them out of the pits at Ely, they had the troops there filling sacks and stacking them all in the barges, so they wouldn't take so much lifting out. What, you ain't got no dredges then to lift them out, you see, because you couldn't move your dredges from under the bridges because the water was over.
I see. There's some more photographs now. Your wife keeps putting this in.
That's on Station Road.
Is that you standing against?
Yes, that's me standing there.
We should explain, you can see the road on the right-hand side.
Yeah, our house stood here, you see.
And you'd be lower than the...
We're a lot lower on the road.
When you went away on the Sunday night, and the water was coming up, it was on the Sunday night, and I had a daughter. You see her on the other photo, a little girl. And I said, what have I got to do if the water comes up? He said, well, open the front door and it'll run out the back. The back's lower. And on that Sunday night, I was up till midnight taking jam and pickles and everything upstairs. And what I could think of, you know, move myself, and the piano we'd put on too.
Because you'd be alone as well, wouldn't you?
Yes, I was alone. And the house stood on its own. We'd got neighbours each side. And that was one of the worst nights of my life. The people, you know, kept walking by and lorries and that, and I put my daughter to bed, but I didn't. I sit in his fireman's coat. I didn't do no other. And the wind got up and the fire. I had to let the fire out, but it was worse than ever any bombing. I weren't scared when the, you know, planes. Not so much as I was then. And I thought to myself, well, if it does come, it might wash the house over.
Yeah.
But it didn't get over the road, only, you know where the butcher shop is at Key Hill? It was there. It was right up to that butcher shop. We went in with planks.
I see. How deep would it be there, do you know?
Well, you see, there's a drain there, isn't there? Sort of a...
Oh, yes, there is.
And then, where's the
other one? I think there's over 2 foot of water. Again,
you see, this
shop.
Is when it was subsiding.
So you can't see where the river
wind.
Is?
No.
The river actually comes here, you see.
I see.
You know the pub, the Black Horse?
Yes,
well, that's over there.
Yeah.
You see.
You can see that in the distance.
Yes, that's that. You see, and this side, the Black Horse, was the railway, you see. And the night that filled up like that, that was took, I think, about... I don't know if it's about the Tuesday, perhaps, I don't know. But I could sit in my room and hear the water roaring over. You see, this was that much lower than the line, and I could hear it roaring all night.
Yeah, I did, until that levelled up, you see.
I never had a wink's sleep all night.
What were your thoughts when that photograph was taken? I mean,
well, it was subsiding.
It was going, God, then,
it was going, down, you see. And I knew he was at Ely, but I couldn't contact him.
Yeah. I had over a week away from home when
he came floods was out. He looked, you know, all gold and he hadn't had a shave. Anything like it. I cooked tea every night and threw it out.
Because you didn't.
I didn't know if he'd come home.
I mean, he was away for a week. Did you have to pack him up?
Oh, yes, I packed him up. Yes, I packed him up. And he used to come home generally
in the middle of Wednesday,
and then I packed him up again. And then, of course, he didn't get home. They worked Saturdays in them days.
Oh, yeah.
You left off at 12, was it, or one Saturdays? He had a motorbike.
Yeah, 12, yeah.
For a bit.
Of course, I was working on my own then when the floods come.
Oh, yes,
I was on my own. Here, all the land was flooded, your roof end was. It was in 10 feet of water.
Yes, well, maybe however deep it was, there used to be a tackle was left down there. I think it was Copeman's. And the wave used to go over the drum.
Yeah, that'd be Copeman's Gould's farm.
And they used to hit Arthur Hawkins' bungalow.
They did.
And they'd go right over the ridge. Yeah. So that's more than 10 foot.
Well, the water used to be the water in that, well, yes, in low place, perhaps 14 foot, but
that's better.
The water in Arthur Hawkins' was up on the tiles over the.
Oh, yes.
Well, they called in the army, didn't they? The army cannon.
Oh, yeah, we had the ducks, so I've been over the fen on the dope, in the, what they call the dope.
Huh?
Yeah,
the army dope. What do you call them, Mark? What do you call them? Well, go on sea and land.
Amphibious. Amphibious, yeah. Well, that's what happened to straw stacks and that.
They moved about.
They used to float about with the wind. If the wind changed, they'd come back, didn't
they? Now then, Fred Palmer, that's Frank Palmer's father, had four big corn stakes down Long Jove. Four big stakes, I'm talking about. And they stood there, like, so the tower went between teal, then the other teal. And one Sunday night it were, I dropped down, and we stood on the sand old hill. They were seriously honest, George Chatton, Paul George Chatton, and we were looking across the fen. And I says to them, I says, do you know what? I said, one of them air stakes are moving. They said, don't talk, so silly don't. I said, one of them stakes are moving. And do you know that turn round? That stake turned round and it come out. And he come right across to this here farm, Berry Fen.
That's a long way, isn't it?
That's from across there. And you see, there was half on it left. You see, it went off level with water.
Yeah.
And that swam across there. And we had a straw stack come out the ventress up against Walton Hill and landed right on the high road.
Uh-huh.
A straw stack.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Because they blocked the banks, didn't they, and pumped the water out.
Yeah, they pumped the water here, you see. And also, that flood, we call it the third bridge, the other way.
Yeah.
That went, they blew all the road up and the bridge went.
Uh-huh.
All went.
So once they cleared the water, there was a lot to be done, wasn't
there? Sure, a lot to be done. When the water was cleared, in less than a month, there was weeds 8 foot away, all over the fen. Weeds. Uh-huh. I went down. When I got to the infended, what we call Clayton's, and the weeds were on, I had a little Ford and tractor like that, the weeds were on the tractor.
Ah.
To plow them in.
That were a nuisance then, weren't it?
Well, I tell you how we done it. We rolled it, I rolled it, you see, you got them flat, and then went like the same way as the rolls went, you see, I bent them away, and then you plow it in. You see, you've got to do the same way as the rolls went, follow your rolls, they'd bend them down, they'd play it on the beautiful.
Well, were there any crops left under the war when it come?
Well, there was different people ran got the taters out, some taters down the fan pits, and a lot of people got mangels. They used to grow mangels and pits. Of course, they all went. You couldn't get at them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a book of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, how long was the water sort of out there then?
Oh. Well, I can tell you all, I can answer all your questions, but I ain't got the book here.
How long would the water be there, Fred?
Well, I got diverted round little Stanton, do you know it? Little Stanton near down the market.
Yeah.
I had to go right round there to get into Cambridge. You couldn't get across the fen nowhere.
I used to think the water was out there, 3 months more, weren't it?
Well, I'm trying to think. I'll find that book.
Well, we lost one harvest completely.
Oh, yes, you did.
So, did the kids from the school help with clearing the fence and that?
No.
No. No, no, there are no kids, but people, you know, as soon as ever they drained it, you'd perhaps find a bit of land, what's all here? You'd get on that before you get on anywhere else. I remember my field on Solder Neil, round Bates Oval, had about 2 acres clear there, in the middle. Other all, well, you were gone, walking on, but yeah. I mean, you could get on that. I remember getting on that and tipping it over and setting that of cauliflowers. Never go to cauliflower for me life. Set 2 acres of cauliflowers on that. Well, then you see as the land got dry, could you just get on it and start plowing on it? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what could you do on the farms then while all this was done?
Nothing, only feed the things.
Yeah.
Couldn't do nothing.
Well, are the farms out in the fen and that? Where'd the animals go?
Ah, they got them up on oil land.
They brought them up on...
Yeah, Mr. Dennis and they were doing...
We had city's house then. Yeah. Or unloading...
They moved there. They brought the fowls out and they brought the horses out. Well, he had 9 or 10 horses on my fields.
Yeah, so the whole community had to help, you know.
Yes, all the fen people had to come out.
Uh-huh.
George Cockle, well, it did get in his bungalow, but just a little. A bit what?
Not much.
Not much. He'd have stopped there, couldn't he?
Yes.
But all others had to come out. Uh-huh.
And Ilro was like at the Strand, London, for traffic. Well, it wasn't traffic. They were cattle. As soon as you got that lot of cattle, there were gang horses come up.
Yeah.
And no lights, none. That didn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Well, when that bank blowed, that blowed first against, as you go along the Vardock, Earth Vardock, and before ever it come in the Ulro fen, it drained it up a fen. Yes, that's where the bank blowed. I went along there, said the bank blowed. I went along that night, me and my wife, and who we met along there was Purse Allen Tiriano, and that he got a hole in the bank, 20, 30 foot long.
And water must have been pouring out of that.
What? Pouring? It was taking anything here. And I tell you the words I says to Purse Allen. Purse said, what do you think to you, George? Well, I said, Purse, you can flit. He said, whatever you're talking about. I said, that'll fill up a fen up and come over the road and fill Ilro fen. Well, anyway, that went on all that night, and the next day, about what time? About 11 o'clock, I started coming over the bank, like, into Rofan.
Well, how did you come to hear of it then?
Oh, well, you could hear it.
You could hear it miles away. You could hear it miles away roaring.
Ah.
Yeah, going into Overfan. Then you see when Overfan got full, it took the next level place. Well, that Rofan, that filled Ilrofan out. That filled Ilrofan from where? Something went in, stood them, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, they were some floods, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yes, they was. And what were 4 miles across, wasn't it, from here?
Well, it is 4 miles from down the George, down the two.
4 miles across, and here would it be from Green Sutton to Streatham.
Oh, long way.
Ever so many miles. It was like the sea.
It's a lot of water.
No difference.
Water.
Uh-huh.
And thousands of people come to see it, weren't there? Sightseers.
Yes. Police might turn them back. Stop.
Oh, yes. Police said stop people. You
phoned up with traffic.
Yeah.
And I said, let it keep, it'll be old resort. Don't clear the fields.
But
see,
I'll tell you what, we didn't like to see it, but it done Ilro fen good. Because before that fen, there used to be traps in one field of three different sorts of soil in there.
Yeah.
It used to be what we call the marley. That wouldn't grow nothing, only special things.
Wazzles.
Wazzles, or one sort of wheat. April bearded awny wheat, and it grows or a bit of barley. It wouldn't grow other wheat, wouldn't grow oats. But out of the floods, and they've gone, you could drill them all the same.
Ah, so that did do the land
good. It done the land good.
Yeah. So it did the farmers.
And so it did the farmers. Yes. They done well out on it.
Done twice.
Most of them what lived there done well out on it.
What way?
They were paid no end of money.
They had a fund for them. They done well.
Yes, then they got double crops, didn't they?
Yeah.
After they got turned around.
So did that done Ilro fen a lot of good?
Yes. Oh, the distressed people they had.
There was near in Mildoat. When you got over the Two Part Bridge, I even told about George Cockle's, because that was a new farm. But when you got by George Cockle's farm, there weren't a farm with
tuppence.
Not to say, was it? Till you got eras, were there?
Oh, of course.
Well, out of the floods, they all got new farms.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Brick? They were all...
All they all brick. All other ones, well, they were wood farms. They, if you knock the nearly near another board, it's all over there. They were rotten.
Yeah.
And they swum away.
Some of them were wooden houses.
Yes, they were even wooden houses. Yeah.
They're all done, they done well,
They did, they done more than well, you know they did. Them what lived in the fen.
Yeah.
Right in the heart of the fen, like the Newmans and Allens.
Them what lived in the heart of the fen, they made a, well, a little fortune. But they're dead.
Ah.
They made a little fortune. We, people in, during round, they were clawing the things out the fen, we should have clawed them back in the fen. And let them win.
Well,
they all the people in the fen was fitted up with a new rug for the...
Ah, you took it out of my head. When you went to the farmer's house, in a farm labourer's house, in the fen, housekeeper or bulletin or something, I'd been in there, there'd be a bag against fire.
Yeah.
It was clean, and that was a carpet, a bag, you know, a sack bag.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you had for your...
Yeah.
That was your rug, a carpet. I mean, a sack bag.
Yeah.
New posh carpet. Thinking
posh carpets to put in.
Oh, yes, see. Furniture, they were all chairs got a back hole for leg broke.
And all the furniture got washed away, or they said they did, well, they all had new, they put new furniture in fire.
What, did they get help from the government then?
Somebody, the, yes.
Government, yes, that was some, I don't know what it was.
I don't know, but they were well satisfied. And the police and farmer, you've got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a heartbreaking sight to see it. I could hear, I used to open that window facing the west, and you could hear, if you was, like this here, you'd hear roaring over the bank. And it was coming like this. That's how much time you've got. Not walking, a little slower than walking. And that drowned all the fence it came.
Well,
down
that's,
the lot.
That's slow, but that, you've got to move a lot of stuff, haven't you? Fast.
Plenty fast enough for us.
Yeah. And I tell you, Purs, Allen, and they... Well, they all had a move here. It's no good saying they didn't. They had a move here, but they
didn't. You got in the bedroom windows on it. In half Newman's, didn't it?
Eh? Oh, yeah.
Going the bedrooms, you know how our bedroom is.
Yeah.
Well, that got in the bedroom, so you couldn't even live upstairs.
No. That was the Hirstian Long Joe, half of Newman's, Jack Berlin's.
Oh, yeah. Not really.
Yeah. But he'd done his little fen good. That fen would grow anything for years out of that.
Did reach Haddon Fen, didn't it, down the back here low?
Oh,
right?
Yes, Haddon Fen got it. Oh, yes, Haddon Fen got it right around, didn't they?
So Haddon was like a little island, all by... You'd get through to Will Burton, couldn't you?
Yeah, oh, yes, you'd get on the road, but all the fen was, like I say,
yeah.
No difference.
Yeah, no difference.
Yeah, because so. Gran remembers having animals up on the farm, you know, next door.
Yeah.
Harold's one.
Yeah.
She can remember having animals and that up there.
Oh, you had them everywhere, in your kitchen, everywhere.
Everything coming out the fen up on the oilands, out to you.
I think the only animal was shot was Herbert Archibald, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think they couldn't manage him. They got too deep, and he'd either perish or be drowned, so they shot him, and he laid where he was shot. That's how deep the water was. The poultry, well, there was hundreds of hens, never did get caught, they just died.
They died.
Yeah, oh, well, they got drowned.
Yeah.
It was a terrible disaster, but there it was.
Yeah.
Well, that belongs to the sea, Sonny. And when she claims her own, you can do what you like, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's the 1947 flood. Where was that taken?
In front of my house on Station Road.
Good heavens. I mean, it's like a giant lake.
Isn't it?
Well, it is a giant lake.
Yeah, that is a giant lake. All the railway were flooded. You couldn't get across the railway from Little Port to Ely, because that line run there. You see all these bags along the side of the road here.
Mm.
They was all put up to stop the water from coming over the road. They were all bung full of clay, all them bags. They was sacks of clay.
How did the local people react? Did they panic?
Oh, no. The only time they panicked was when Southerly Fen got flooded.
Why was that?
That was all flooded. That was all flooded from Brandon Creek right across there as far as you could see. That's what happened.
Did you get a booth? Did people say, you know, can't you get rid of this water faster?
You see, the long and short of all this flood, there was so much argument with the farmers what farmed on the Hoyland. They didn't think they should pay for water to be drained away as that come down from the Hoyland. I mean, that was flooding. That was the flood water from the Hoyland. What was causing all this flood in the Fen?
But they couldn't see that.
No, they couldn't see it.
No.
But they see in the finish they had to pay. They had to pay for it all. Yeah.
And how long did it actually take to get rid of all the water or to?
Well, that take about a fortnight to get real clear of it.
Because they had troops as well, didn't they?
Oh, they had some troops come down here, but they was only helping to fill some of the clay bags and things like that, you see. As they dredged them out of the pits at Ely, they had troops there filling sacks and stacking them all in the barges, so they wouldn't take so much lifting out. What, they hadn't got no dredges then to lift them out, you see, because you couldn't move your dredges from under the bridges because the water was over.
I see. There's some more photographs now. Your wife keeps putting this in the... Is that you standing against?
Yes, that's me standing there.
We should explain you can see the road on the right hand side.
Yeah, my house stood here, you see.
And you'd be lower than the...
We're a lot lower on the road.
When you went away on the Sunday night, and the water was coming up, it was on the Sunday night, and I had a daughter. You see her on the other photo, a little girl. And I said, what have I got to do if the water comes up? He said, well, open the front door and it'll run out the back. The back's lower. And on that Sunday night, I was up till midnight taking jam and pickles and everything upstairs. And what I could think of, you know, move myself and the piano we'd put on too.
Because you'd be alone as well, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes, I was alone. And the house stood on its own. We'd got neighbours each side. And that was one of the worst nights of my life. The people, you know, kept walking by and lorries and that, and I put my daughter to bed, but I didn't. I sit in his fireman's coat. I didn't do no other. And the wind got up and the fire. I had to let the fire out. But it was worse than ever any bombing. I weren't scared when the, you know, planes. Not so much as I was then. And I thought to myself, well, if it does come, it might wash the house over.
Yeah.
But it didn't get over the road, only, you know where the butcher shop is at Key Hill? It was there. It was right up to that butcher shop. We went in with planks.
I see. How deep would it be there, do you know?
Well, you see, there's a drain there, isn't there? Sort of a...
Oh, yes, there is.
And
then,
where's the
other one? I think there's over 2 foot of water. Again,
you see, this
shop.
Is when it was subsiding.
So you can't see where the river wind. Is?
No.
The river actually comes here, you see.
I see.
You know the pub, the Black Horse?
Yes,
well, that's over there.
Yeah.
You see.
You can see that in the distance.
Yes, yeah. That's that. You see, and this side, the Black Horse, was the railway, you see. And the night that filled up like that, that was took, I think, about... I don't know if it's about the Tuesday, perhaps, I don't know. But I could sit in my room and hear the water roaring over. You see, this was that much lower than the line, and I could hear it roaring all night.
Yeah, I did. It's till that levelled up, you see.
I never had a wink's sleep all night.
What were your thoughts when that photograph was taken? I mean,
well, it was subsiding.
It was going then, sir?
It was going, down you see. And I knew he was at Ely, but I couldn't contact him.
Yeah. I had over a week away from home when
the
floods were out.
He looked, you know, all gold and he hadn't had a shave, anything like it. I cooked tea every night and threw it out.
Because you didn't
I didn't know if he'd come home.
I mean, he was away for a week. Did you have to pack him up?
Oh, yes, I packed him up. Yes, I packed him up. And he used to come home generally
in the middle of Wednesday,
and then I packed him up again. And then, of course, he didn't get home. They worked Saturdays in them days.
Oh, yeah.
You left off at 12, was it, or 1 Saturdays? He had a motorbike.
Yeah, 12, yeah.
For a bit, and then, of course, he got cut off of that. And
I was working on my own then when the floods come. Oh, yes, I was on my own. Yeah, all the land was flooded. Your old friend was. It was in 10 feet of water.
Yes, well, maybe however deep it was, there used to be a tackle was left down there. I think it was Copeman's. And the wave used to go over the drum.
Yeah, it'd be at Joel's farm.
And they used to hit Arthur Hawkins' bungalow.
They did.
And they'd go right over the reeds. Yeah. So that's more than 10 foot.
Well, the water used to be the water in that, well, yes, in low place at perhaps 14 foot, but
that's better.
The water in Arthur Hawkins' was up on the tiles over the.
Oh, yes.
Well, they called in the army, didn't they? The army cannon.
Oh, yeah, we had the dope, so I've been over the fen on the dope, in the, what they call the dope.
Ah?
Yeah,
the army
call them that? What they call them, well, go on, sea and land.
Amphibious. Amphibious, yeah. Well, that's what happened to straw stacks and that.
Cause they moved about.
They used to float about with the wind. If the wind changed, they'd come back, didn't
they? Now then, Fred Palmer, that's Frank Palmer's father, had four big corn stakes down Long Jove. Four big stakes, I'm talking about. And they stood there, like, so the tail went between teal, then the other teal. And one Sunday night it were, I dropped down, and we stood on the Sandhole Hill. There was George Chatton, Paul Chatton there. And we were looking across the fen. And I says to them, I says, do you know what? I said, one of them air stakes are moving. They said, don't talk, so silly don't. I said, one of them stakes are moving. And do you know that turn round? That stake turned round and it come out, and it come right across this here farm, Berry Fen.
That's a long way, isn't it?
That's swung across there. And you see, there was half on it left, you see it went off level with water.
Yeah.
And that swung across there, and we had a straw stack come out, the ventress up against Waltham, and landed right on the high road.
Ah.
A straw stack.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what happened, because they blocked the banks, didn't they, and pumped the water out?
Yeah, they pumped the water out, you see. And also, that flood, we call it the third bridge, down the way.
Yeah.
That went, they blew all the road up and the bridge went. All went.
So once they cleared the water, there was a lot to be done, wasn't there?
Sure, a lot to be done. When the water was cleared, in less than a month, there was weeds 8 foot away, all over the fen. Weeds. Ah. I went down, when I got to the fen, up what we call Clayton's,
yeah,
and the weeds were on. I had a little Ford and tractor like that, the weeds were on the tractor.
Ah.
To plow them in.
That were a nuisance then, weren't it?
Well, I tell you how we done it. I rolled it, you see, got them flat, and then went like the same way as the rolls went. You see, I bent them away, and then you can play it in. You see, you've got to do the same way as the rolls went. Follow your rolls, they'd bend them down, they'd play it on the beautiful.
Well, were there any crops left under the war when it come?
Well, there was different people, and got the taters out, some taters down the fan, pits, and a lot of people got mangels, they grew mangels and pits, because they all went, you couldn't get at them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a book of that.
You have?
Yes.
Well, how long was the water sort of out there then?
Oh, well, I can tell you I can answer all your questions, but I ain't got the book here.
How long would the water be there, Fred?
Well, I got diverted round little Stanton, do you know it? Little Stanton near down the market.
Yeah.
I had to go right round there to get into Cambridge. You couldn't get across the fen nowhere.
I used to think the water was out there, 3 months or more, weren't it?
Well, I'm trying to think. I'll find that book.
Well, we lost one harvest completely.
Oh, yes, you did.
So, did the kids from the school help with clearing the fens and that?
No,
we had no kids, but people, you know, as soon as ever they drained it, you'll perhaps find a bit of land was holy, you'd get on that before you get on anywhere else. I remember my field when I was older than Neil, round Bay Jove, I had about 2 acres clear there, in the middle. Other all, well, you were gone, the water gone, but I mean, you could get on that. I remember getting on that and tipping it over and setting that of cauliflowers. Never go to cauliflower for my life. Set 2 acres of cauliflowers on that. Well, then you see as the land got dry, could you just get on it and start plowing on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what could you do on the farms then while all this was done?
Nothing, only feed the things.
Yeah.
Couldn't do nothing.
Well, are the farms out in the fen and that? Where'd the animals go?
Ah, they got them up on oil land.
They brought them up on.
Mr. Dennis and they were doing
that. City's house then. Yeah. They were unloading.
They moved there. They brought the fowls out and they brought the horses out. Well, he had 9 or 10 horses on my fields.
Yeah, so the whole community had to help, you know.
Yes, all the fen people had to come here.
Ah.
George Cartwell, well, he did get in his bungalow, but just a little. A bit what?
Not much.
Not much. He could have stopped there, couldn't he?
Yes.
But all those had to come here.
Ah.
And Hill Row was like at the Strand, London, for traffic. Well, it wasn't traffic, they were cattle. As soon as you got that, boy, that lot of cattle, there were gang horses come up.
Yeah.
And no lights, none, that didn't matter.
Ah.
Well, when that bank blowed, that blowed first against, as you go along the Vardock, the Earth Vardock. And before ever come in the Hill Row fen, it drained it over fen. Yes. That's where the bank blowed. I went along there, said the bank blowed. I went along that night, me and my wife, and who we met along there was Perce Allen Tiziano. And that he got a hole in the bank, what, 20, 30 foot long.
And water must have been pouring out of that.
What? Pouring? It was taking anything here. And I tell you the words I says to Perce Allen. Perce said, what do you think, dear George? Well, I said, Perce, you can flit. He said, whatever you're talking about. I said, that'll fill over fen up and come over the road and fill Hill Row fen. Well, anyway, that went on all that night, and the next day, about what time? About 11 o'clock, I started coming over the bank, like, into Row fen.
Well, how did you come to hear of it, then?
Oh, well, you could hear it.
You could hear it miles away.
Roaring.
You could hear it miles away roaring.
True.
Ah?
You came into Upper fen.